Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, May 1st, 1847. Motion in the House of Assembly to replace an elected member. On this day, May 1st, 1847, local newspaper The Barbadian reported on the latest sitting of the House of Assembly. The focal issue which generated extensive debate was whether or not Mr. John Innes, member of the House for the parish of St. Michael, had vacated his seat as a result of his extended absence. Members present included the Honorable Francis Godin, J.G. Grant, the Attorney General, Josiah Heath, the Solicitor General, John Legall, Nathaniel Fotheringham, and Samuel J. Prescott. Samuel J. Prescott, representative of Bridgetown and the first non-white elected to the House, called attention to the fact that Mr. Innes had left the island without leave for a period of 42 days. He then cited Clause 41 of the Franchise Act of 1845, which stipulated that if any member of the House left the island without leave and was absent in excess of 40 days, he in effect vacated his seat. Mr. Prescott thereby moved a motion that His Excellency issue a writ for a member to serve in place of Mr. John Innes. Mr. Springer seconded the motion. The Solicitor General opposed the motion. In his submission, he informed the House that there had been an omission in the 1845 Franchise Act pertaining to the specific circumstance in which a member vacated his seat. This ambiguity, in his opinion, could only be rectified by the passage of a small declaratory act. Mr. Prescott, in his response, contended that the member of St. Andrew had conjured up an imaginary obstacle, as Clause 41 of the Franchise Act was pellucidly clear. Attorney General J.G. Grant concurred that there could be no doubt that Mr. Innes's extended absence was an illegal departure, and he had indeed vacated his seat. Notwithstanding this happenstance, he believed that the wisest course of action was to postpone the issuing of a writ, as some doubts had arisen, and there was no immediate injury to the interests of the country. This debate on the status of Mr. Innes illustrates how Samuel Jackman Prescott challenged the narrow strata of plantation and mercantile elites within the House of Assembly, and how they closed ranks to protect one of their own.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.